Paul Plotkus joins us once again. Plotkus, how are you doing?
Gregor, not too bad, buddy.
Now, before we get into the workout, what happened to your poker skills, man? You didn't even make it out of the top 10 on Saturday at the tournament.
You had to bring that up, didn't you? Yeah.
Well, you're doing a lot of trash talking and thinking, hey, I might win this thing. Man, I think you were the seventh guy out.
You know what? Even if I was Phil Ivey getting dealt those cards that I got dealt, I wouldn't have done any better. It was absolutely horrendous.
So you're blaming the cards, not your ability.
That's exactly right. That's my excuse.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. I'm not in shape because the weights aren't working. I like it. Yeah, I keep picking up the light ones. There's no heavy ones. That's perfect.
That's right.
Now, I wanted, traditionally, a lot of people have always felt like breakfast was the most important meal of the day. And, you know, for a lot of people, they still think it is. If you're losing weight, is it?
Well, no, I think it can be important, but I think there's more important meals of your day to consider if your goal is weight loss. So for me, the number one thing in my experience that people have most trouble with is snacks, and especially snacks after dinner before bed. Yeah. That tends to be the trouble spot, and that's because I think people are now staying awake a lot longer than before. So if you're having dinner at 6 o'clock and you're not going to bed till like 11 or 12, that's a lot of hours that you're awake that you're now getting hungry again. Plus, a lot of people are snacking mindlessly doing something else, like, for example, watching TV, or they're on their computer or whatever. So they're doing something, and then the food is just a byproduct of boredom while they're doing something else. So they're not aware of how many calories are going in, and then the quality of the food tends to not be that great, and just the quantity probably is not being paid attention to.
Okay, so this isn't one. It's more important of if you want to have weight loss, because if you're cheating yourself, you could eat breakfast. You could eat a healthy breakfast every day, but if you're having those late night snacks, it's kind of counterintuitive.
Like you can eat as long as you're not going over your caloric limit for your day. But I think most people are just develop bad habits at night, and again, it's just not being aware of how much is actually going into their body, because they're maybe watching TV for the. Well, the research shows the average person is watching at least 2 to 3 hours of TV daily. So if you're eating during that time, it's not a good thing. And generally, you don't need any more calories going into your body because you're just going to bed. So unless you're planning to do exercise, you know, late at night, you know, it's kind of you want to wind it down by then.
So then, what's the second most important one for me looking for people to lose weight?
Yeah, for me, it's what you're eating pre- and post-workout meals. And the reason I say that is that your workouts, you know, that's where you're focusing on getting yourself very fit, and you're trying to focus on expending good amount of calories in your day. And so what you want to do is you want to have a good meal beforehand if you're doing a long-duration type workout. However, most people, they only exercise up to 60 minutes. So if you've already eaten, depending on when you do your workout, if you've already eaten a good breakfast or lunch or whatever, whenever you do your workout, then if you're doing a workout 60 minutes or less, you really don't need to eat right before your workout. You have enough stored energy in your body that can sustain you for that workout session. So what you'd want to do is then eat afterwards a good combination of some proteins to help rebuild some of the muscle tissue you've damaged, some carbohydrates to replenish your energy stores, and some healthy fats. If you are doing long duration exercise, so like 2 hours plus, then you want to have something before your workout, and then again a good carbohydrate protein combination. And then you might even have to eat something during your workout, like when you go do that MS bike ride. If you're going to be spending out there for a few hours, you're going to probably want to fuel up during the session as well, depending on the duration that's taking you to do it.
Well, Plotkus joins us. You have lunch more important than breakfast and dinner for weight loss. How come?
Yeah, for me, it's lunch. And so the reason for lunch is that it really sets you up for later on in the day to not overeat. So for me, my biggest meal of the day is lunch. So I kind of eat like an hourglass, a little bit lighter in the morning, bulging out quite a bit in the afternoon, and then later in the evening, light. So I think a lot of times people, what they'll do is they'll busy at work. They're distracted in their day. They don't eat properly. They're grabbing things on the go. So when they get home, they're starving, and then they tend to gorge and overeat what they would normally would if they had a lunch. It's the same thing as the rules of, like, if you're going to go to a restaurant and you're trying to watch your weight, you don't want to go to a restaurant hungry. You don't want to go to a grocery store hungry. You don't want to go to Christmas parties hungry if you're trying to lose weight, because you tend to gorge too much. So the lunch helps prepare you for that, so you don't overeat later on in your day.
Okay. Now, going on the opposite side of it, what if you're looking to gain weight because you're training for whatever thing and you want to put weight on? Then which meal becomes the most important in your eyes?
Well, for that one, it's making sure you're fueled up so you have good, intense workout sessions. And then I would say the most important meal then would be your post-workout meal. So whenever you do your workout, after your workout, you want to definitely have some protein coming into your body to help get some amino acids into your body to help repair those muscle tissues that you broke down so that you can develop size, strength, and growth. So that's probably, I would say, your most important meal if you're trying to put on muscular size. And then slowly taking in more calories gradually, because you don't want to overeat too much, because there's a lot of body fat coming on with the muscle tissue. It's kind of hard just to only gain muscle and not to gain fat along. So you want to do is minimize how much fat is coming onto your body with the added muscle tissue gain. So the way to do that is just to not overeat in one meal. Maybe that's more important, where you have 5 or 6 meals in a day, so you don't ever feel where you're starving and gorging yourself.
Okay, so because if you want to gain weight, Paul, a lot of times you think, okay, you work out, you've burnt some calories off, and then you've got to refuel. But is it really, then you're trying to play catch up all the time? That if you're going to work out, you have to ensure you're fueled enough before that your body can handle not starting to eat away at too much of the fat stored, correct? By eating away at that because you're malnourished before you work out?
Yeah, well, what happens in your workouts is the way to get, gain size and strength in muscle tissue is that you have to really push heavier loads progressively over time. So you really need to be at your best energy level so that you're ready to lift the most load. So you don't want to go into the workout where you're very low in carbohydrates, because carbohydrate is what the main fuel source for high intensity exercise. But your body tends to use fat as a fuel source when you're doing very low to moderate intensity exercise. And that's not what you want to do if you want to put on size in your body. You need to lift explosive weights, heavy loads progressively. So you need carbohydrates to fuel that. And then you also need then protein to help rebuild that muscle tissue that you're breaking down afterwards.
So if for people who are, like a lot of young athletes, they want to get stronger all the time, and a lot of times they want to gain some weight over the summer. And we've seen athletes in different sports put on 15 pounds. A lot of is what you eat then almost as important as when you eat?
Well, what you eat is probably the most important thing. The timing is not as important, as long as you have energy for your workouts. So what you eat, the quality is important, because you want to make sure you're getting good nutrient value, so vitamins and minerals, so that you have good cellular health. And every cell in your body has a purpose, right? You have cells in your brain, cells in your skin, cells in your muscles, cells everywhere. They all have their own purpose and role. So if you have good nutrient value, those cells are healthy, your immune system is strong, you feel less lethargic and tired. So that's probably the most important thing. And then not taking in an excessive amount of extra calories, because then you're just adding stored body fat to your body. You want extra calories, but not so much more that you're storing fat. And it's a little bit different for everybody, depending on how big you are to begin with, how much working out that you're doing as well. That'll affect the quantity of food. So working with a dietitian and sort of tracking and making having a logbook of what you've been eating, weighing in regularly every week, and how your weight's changing, that'll give you a good guideline of what you need to increase, maybe what you need to cut back on. But the quality of the food is number one. No extra calories that are junk food.
Any idea on what you should eat before a poker tournament so you don't flame out early?
It wasn't the food, it was the cards, man. Nobody on the planet could have done better than I did that day.
Well, something tells me a few guys might have, but you never know.
Oh, yeah, it's killing me. I hate this.
Oh, I love it. But don't worry, Matt, you got a year to practice
yes,
to redeem yourself next year.
I will be back. I will be back.
I love it.
There's one of the great comeback story. I'll be there.
Now, I do appreciate you putting a bounty on yourself. Has the gentleman who knocked you out called you up yet to get
the training sessions? No, not yet. I told him whoever knocks me out, I'm going to make them do heavy jump squat lunges, so I don't think anybody's going to call me. I tried to scare them.
All right, Blackus, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, see you, bud.